After having a waiting list for both child services as well as adult services for about 2 to 2.5 years, we were very fortunate that the community got behind us. We were able to add about a $6 million addition, 55% added onto our building, allowing us to double the number of adults and kids that we could serve, which is just tremendous for this community. You know, if you look at the latest Center for Disease Control study that indicated that between the ages of 6 and 14, they saw about a 21% increase in the number of children identified with developmental delays or disabilities between 2014 and 2016. And with the numbers growing like that, we need to be sure that those services are available. But, you know, we're very excited now that we're able to offer those and even expand the scope of the services we offer, now offering counseling services and support through parent support groups for young people and caregiver support groups for older adults who are raising their siblings or their parents even at this point.
Last time we talked, there were some legislative changes that took place. How did that affect your organization?
You know, legislatively, we've seen a shift to be much more community-based, to be focused on being out in the community as much as possible. I think we've also seen the emphasis on employment first. So the work that we're doing with young people as young as 14 years of age in various high schools and junior highs around the area, so that we can inspire them that there is an opportunity for them to work, that there are things that they can do. You know, it's really pushed us to create new summer youth work experiences, to be engaged with those kids earlier on, and make sure that we can get them ready to go out into the world and be successful. I think one of the great things that we've seen is, you know, once these young people realize that connection between what they're learning in school and what they may be able to do in a career later on, whether that's in the trades or whether that's in retail or medical services or what have you, you know, we've seen an improvement in attendance. We've seen their families get more engaged. And that's the kind of impact we really want to see, because then we know that success is going to carry forward.
You mentioned that the community provided support and helped allow for some expansion here, but that doesn't take away from the everyday fundraising that you have to do. You have an annual event coming up, the Rubber Duck Regatta, which is quite a sight to see 20,000 ducks dumped into the river. Let's talk about this year's event.
Yeah, well, you know, I tell you, Jerry, it's really exciting for us to have a great event like this. It is so critical that we're able to be successful in fundraising because, honestly, the more people we serve, the bigger the funding gap becomes between what we get paid to provide the services and what it actually costs us. You know, we haven't had too many increases in terms of what the state is paying us to provide services. We're getting behind on inflation. So we're really always trying to figure out how do we make up that difference. The Rubber Duck Regatta is the biggest event we have. It's truly the United Rehab Services signature event here in Dayton, Ohio. And coming up September the 15th as part of the Hispanic Heritage Festival, we're going to put 20,000 or more little rubber ducks in the river at 4:30 p.m. on that Saturday. So we hope everybody will come down and participate. You can adopt your duck for $5 at DaytonDucks.com. You can go to any local BW3s. You can go to any local Kroger store or, of course, Duck Donuts. So we hope everybody will get involved and really support kids and adults with disabilities, your neighbors. All the money stays right here in this community. And I think people need to know also that, you know, we are really good stewards of the money we receive. I know that when we go out in the community and ask them to help us out, that we need to do that with the greatest level of integrity. And we've driven our overhead down from 32% 17 years ago to under 10% the last 6 years. And for us, that really says something about the fact that more than $9 out of every $10 we raise is going to go straight to the people we serve and the services they need.
And I guess let's leave with what's ahead for URS. Any upcoming changes, any new directions for your organization? Are you standing strong heading into the future?
You know, we are very blessed with the support of the community to be able to accomplish this expansion, and we will continue to bring additional people in. You know, there's always that transition. When you build it, you hope they will come, and they are, and we are bringing new people in each week. But, you know, it's important for us to also figure out how do we not just stay within these four walls? How do we create the most inclusive society in this area by getting the people we serve out in the community, whether that's through working or through recreation and activities? So we've been much more involved with the public libraries, participating in a lot of the training opportunities that they offer in literacy and in computer literacy. We've been much more involved volunteering in the community and getting out, whether it's through the Metro Parks, or now we're working with the Animal Resource Center or a number of other organizations, Crayons to Classrooms, other nonprofits, that our clients feel good about giving back. So getting them out there and doing some really fun stuff and feeling good about themselves and letting the community see what we can contribute.
You can find out more at ursdayton.org. And don't forget, the Rubber Duck Regatta takes place Saturday, September 15th at Riverscape Metro Park. Dennis, good luck with your upcoming event, and thanks for the information today.
Thank you, Jerry. We appreciate all your listeners tuning in, and we hope they'll come see us sometime. We actually offer an open tour to the community. We have a breakfast one month and a lunch the next, so you can find all the dates and times on our website.
Thanks.
Thank you.